Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. The morning's top trending stories.
You did scream. Yes, you
when
did.
When we were told.
Yeah, I know. I scream, you scream, we all scream for whoever is going to be the ones performing at this thing. All right, I want to talk Hurricane Ian, which, by the way, has now been downgraded. I believe it's a tropical storm, or is it a Category 1? What do we know? Because I haven't had the Weather Channel on
last
in a while.
I saw Category 1. Hang on a second.
Here we go. Pulling up here. See what these guys have to say on the Weather Channel here right now.
Oh, tropical storm. Storm Ian heads for Georgia Carolinas.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to head off the coast of Daytona, Florida, head up, and then regain strength over the Atlantic Ocean before it heads back into the Carolinas.
Ian wreaked havoc yesterday on Florida in places that at first were not part of the storm's path. It actually went south of the Tampa area where everybody was warning everybody to get the heck out. And it ended up really clobbering places like Fort Myers, Bonita Springs. Some of those areas got hit so bad they're completely underwater. There's parts of Naples, they say, towards the actual coastline there that are no longer there. If you look at the map view, like the Google map views of those areas, there's definitely more water than there is land. Some of the interesting highlights from some of the coverage that was done. We played this earlier this morning, but Jim Cantore, the guy from the Weather Channel, who was in the eye of the storm, and he got hit by like flying debris while he was doing his report on the Weather Channel.
Just came flying by. All right, you know what? I think I'm just going to come in here for a second. Just give me a second.
Jim, you all right?
I'm fine. You just can't stand up. All right. I'm gonna let you guys look at the pictures, okay?
Isn't that unbelievable? Man, to have that be your job where you got to get right in the middle of that storm. Then this is a wild one. A local reporter, weather reporter from the NBC affiliate down there in Fort Myers. Her name is Kayla Gaylor. Actually, it's funny. Our friend Carson from Boston, this used to be his intern. So he was texting me this morning telling me that that was Kayla. Mm-hmm. Kayla made a lot of viral news when people started noticing what looked like a condom on her microphone while she was doing her reports from the storm. And yes, it was a condom. And she explains why she put a condom and not, you know, a mic screen, a windscreen, but an actual condom on her microphone.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on the microphone.
So she's out in the rain like, I'm not taking your business today.
Well, it's funny because you wouldn't have noticed it was an actual condom except for the tip was sticking.
Yeah, she didn't use the reservoir tip. You wouldn't notice.
It's wild because it did look like it was like not a microphone that was supposed to be used for that, which I guess if you're a smaller market, you know, station, I kind of understand that, why, you know, you don't have the equipment to do it, but you're down in Florida. Real quick, I'm actually FaceTiming on to the show right now. Joe, Jed, and Ashley from The Joe Show. You can hear them mornings on 93.3 FLZ in Tampa, Florida, or on the afternoon show on Channel 955 in Detroit. Guys, you're all with us right now. Hi, guys. Can you hear? Or can we hear? Hello? Hold on. Did I screw something up here? Can you hear? Oh, why can I not hear them?
I don't know.
This is.
Well, they could be having some communication issues down there.
No, I usually am able to do this on my thing. Are we there? Hello. Hold on. Damn. Oh, there you are. Oh. Hi.
Speak. Hi, guys.
Check.
Hello?
One. There you are.
Hello?
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right.
Hi.
All right. There
we
you
just
guys.
Lost power for a couple seconds, but we're making it.
So this is the wildest part for our listeners that don't know this. You guys broadcast out of Tampa. Tampa was supposed to get hit by the storm. You guys had to leave Tampa. You found safe places. The safe places you went to weren't as safe as Tampa was.
No. The storm is always moving. I think Jed was, has been the safest, and it seems like Ashley went directly towards like the eye of it.
Literally.
Ashley, where are you?
I am in Palm Coast, Florida.
And I heard you're
up north.
And I heard, and this is interesting, Ashley. Ashley is shacking up with a fellow Channel 955 alum. Who are you shacking up with?
Nick Wise and his wife, Paige.
Oh, my gosh. That's cool. So you guys decided, because Nick is your afternoon show, APD, MD, and so you guys decided to get a place together.
No, last minute, he was like, hey, you literally just have a couple of lighters and some bread and ham. You might want to like come to my Airbnb. And I was like, right.
Wow, that's nice of him. That's nice of him to do that.
I hear the bottles clinking. Did we have a little hurricane party last night?
No, not on my end. I'm here just sitting in my bedroom, packing up and getting ready to go back to Tampa, truthfully.
What's it going to be like for you guys getting back out on the roads? I heard that this morning that your bosses in Tampa are like, we need you guys back on the air.
Nobody wants to answer that question.
I'll say this. I'm trying to get back as safe as possible. My neighbors have been just trying to check in with me, and there's some that stayed and they kind of had to stay because they really had no other option.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going back to check on my house and try to get back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, luckily, it seems that Tampa was spared a little more than where you are now is under severe flooding. The Kissimmee area where, Joe, we talked to you yesterday from there, it's not a matter of, well, Tampa's clear now, we can get back to work. It's a matter of getting to Tampa because where you are, there's so many roads that are underwater.
I just care about the safety of others, and I don't know. This has been a learning experience in many facets of just on Florida and hurricanes and Tampa Bay where we live and Tampa specifically, but also the relationships we have with our coworkers and bosses and who cares and who doesn't care.
Well, can I ask you a question? Is Jed right in the fact that Tampa never gets hit by a hurricane and maybe there's some kind of special device at the Air Force Base, like he said on the radio the other day?
Well, not only that, but actually there's another one that I've heard from a lot of people. Like Alyssa, my girlfriend, has been telling me this for like a year now. But Ashley, you know more about it now than I do because I don't look into this stuff. But Ashley, what? Uh-oh, I think Ashley's losing her connectivity. But there's like an ancient burial ground, which is why people say Tampa doesn't get hit too.
Really?
There's a lot of urban legends like that. Like when I lived in Texas, they said Dallas has never been hit because of an ancient burial ground too.
Oh, so really? That's
interesting. By tornadoes, obviously, not hurricanes. But I never know which ones are true and which ones are coincidental. Who knows?
Wow. Well, you guys be safe. Do you guys miss us in Detroit now?
I miss Tony Trovato. I miss you. I miss Spike, Shannon, Megan, Mike, everyone.
Yeah. I love you guys. I'm seriously so happy that you're safe.
Hey, let me just say this to you guys. When it's snowing like crazy here and the blizzards are going on, we don't have to leave our houses. We can stay in our houses. Actually, matter of fact, you can stay in your house and be fine.
But all of us dummies.
No, but God forbid, I'm sure that you guys would get shelter and safe shelter and they care about your safety.
As your attorney, I'm going to stop you here and use your Fifth Amendment right. But we still, for some reason, we still go to Kroger and Meijer, and we still buy 7 weeks worth of food for a blizzard, even though we know in 12 hours the roads will be cleared.
You talk to the PD.
Well, listen, speaking of buying all that food and everything, there are communities now that bought a lot of food and prepared for it, and then they didn't have to use any, and then there are some that didn't prepare, and I'm sure that they wish that they did, so I know that, you know, you guys have all been, and thank you to all of you guys for giving us a platform to speak about all of this. But now more than ever, there's a lot of places in Florida that are going to need help. And if there's anything that people in Michigan can do, like I always say that like Tampa Bay reminds me of like a smaller Detroit just because of the people are all a lot from the Midwest. And it's like that Midwestern value of just helping your neighbors. And I know that that's exactly what our listeners at Channel 955 will do. So as soon as we're able to get back on the air in Detroit, we're going to be back on and we'll tell you guys exactly, you know, what we can do to help out. Cause now, you know, we're all we're all the same. We're all people, and we've got some people that really desperately need help.
We got to pray for those people that are in Fort Myers, too. So, guys, we love you. We're happy that you're safe. Be safe. Do not worry about hurting yourself. Do not do that. Joe's mom will kill all you guys if you don't get killed by the water.
We're packing the car. We hear that the people I'm staying with right now, Austin and Vicky, they are new homeowners, and their Facebook association has been telling them that they have looters in their neighborhood.
Oh, Christ. Wow.
Yeah, and it's awfully close to Jed's, but Jed, as long as you guys got that gate and everything.
So be safe.
What the hell?
Jed lives in a gated community? People. Look at you, Jed.
I remember, I still live with my parents. Jed is the pool boy to a lot of rich single women.
Nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Divorces. All right. Love you guys.
By the way, I think mom is listening because she's calling me.
All right, go. Go, yeah, right. Bye. All right, love you guys. all right, couple other stories and we'll get out of here for today. This next story is a wild one. It's happening again. They're saying now the gas prices are going up. And I don't know if you saw yesterday, President Biden came out and he said, all right, no, just because we had a hurricane hitting Florida, should these gas companies start jacking the prices up.
But which even, they've done in the past.
Even before the hurricane, they went up 20 cents in one day. How does gas prices
That's
go up
insane.
It's
20 criminal.
Cents in one day? It's insane.
It's criminal, and they should investigate it, but our lawmakers also all own stock in all the big fuel companies,
right.
So no one's going to get in trouble for this.
Also with President Biden was doing a conference yesterday on hunger, nutrition, and health. When at the conference, he said hello to Jackie. Unfortunately, Jackie was Representative Jackie Walorski from Indiana. She was that congresswoman. I don't know if you heard that story. Just outside South Bend, Indiana. She was killed in a car crash.
Awful.
Kind of right by, New Baltimore?
I think it was Napanee, Indiana, but what?
What's the first stop number one before you get to the Chicago
area? Michigan City.
Michigan City. It was not that far from there. He actually said hi to her and wanted to know where she was, but she's dead.
And so many of you know so much about this as well, and you're committed. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this.
Maybe he was meaning like his Catholic faith when somebody dies, you feel like they're with you still.
Yeah. Listen, we heard Mike this morning talking to someone that wasn't in the room.
Okay. It was the Lord. All right.
Here's the press secretary speaking on this.
Final one. What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family.
I always want whoever the press secretary is. I need a press secretary for me,
like,
for the comments that I make on the air.
Yeah, you do.
I want somebody
like
that just.
You need a fixer.
All right, hold on. Come with me, Ray Donovan. Come on out here and give me a fixing thing, because I always love the little spin that they'll try to figure with that.
Can you comment on Mojo using the F word on the air this morning? Well, as you understand, Mojo's very passionate.
He was talking about Hocus Pocus.
That's right.
Hocus Pocus.
Actually, it was supposed to be called. So maybe I was going to actually say it, but I almost slipped and swore again. Want to hear something crazy? Talking about a shortage in this world. You know what there's now a shortage of? Tour buses. So bands, some of your favorite ones, not the, you know, big ones like Post Malone or Lizzo that are on the road and have big budgets. But some of your local, like, little bands or some of the, like, medium-sized bands are having to call off concerts because their tour buses are costing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, why do these guys need tour buses? Well, they need tour buses so they don't have to go on airplanes, which cost even more than what tour buses would cost. There's demand for this. Some alt metal band called Cold, I've never heard of them before, but I'm not an alt metal fan, came out and said they have to cancel their entire tour that they just recently announced because the tour bus shortage and how expensive the limited amount of buses are that are out there.
Yeah, I just saw yesterday Santigold, another artist, did the same thing, and she announced, she said, it's just the costs because everybody went back on the road to try and make their money from the last 2 years of missing live shows. They're able to charge whatever they want. There's just a shortage of venues to perform in, buses to use, lighting crews and staff that know what they're doing on the road, and safety issues with all the riggers and roadies involved. They said it's just so hard to tour right now. If you weren't one of the first ones to rebook, you got to cool it for 6 months before you can get out on the road.
And 28% confess to eating out of the garbage when they are hangry. Yeah, 3/4 of people, 74% of people, admit that their hunger gets the best of them 5 times a week at least. They get hangry. And I always feel like I'm getting hangry at this time of the morning.
I was just going to say, if you don't end this trending news right now, you're going to see hangry.
With 28% sharing that they have eaten food that has been out of a garbage because they were so hangry. Have you guys ever done that? Have you guys ever been that hungry that you'd grab something that once was thrown away out of a garbage and grab it and eat it?
Why are we so judgy today?
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny? Here's the deal. You say to yourself, it's okay because it's got nothing on top of it, right? If it's something that is right on top of the garbage.
Yeah.
So you eat it.
Yeah.
I've done it out of this can right next to me.
Absolutely. You paid me $5 for something out of that one.
Listen.
I have no shame.
I used to, for a diet, I used to have to throw things away that I didn't want to eat anymore.
And then put water in it.
Well, no, and then pour like something gross over the top of it.
Yeah.
Like I would actually find something that, you know, was awful that I would never want to eat. But and when I'm hungry, what I do if I can't find anything is I go get Spike's Creamer and just start drinking it right out. Get it on the sides.
You get it all messy on the sides.
I have learned
Oh my God. Listen, there's a reason.
It's still going.
I put maple syrup in its own little glass container to put out on Sundays for breakfast.
You're a psychopath.
Because I hate sticky jars. Why would it be all sticky? Because people don't know how to pour things.
KP, make sure that you pour it correctly now, okay? I feel bad. She just started here and
I'm sharing. Yeah. I'm not telling her you can't use it. You don't have to go grocery shopping. Just be courteous.
Just be clean to the side.
Yeah.
Spike, I have enough annoying brothers.
Well, KP, you just earned another one.
Make sure you clean it, but clean it with your tongue on the side. Just don't tell them. Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
20 plus years of idiocy and still going in Detroit, Toledo, and West Michigan.
It's Mojo in the Morning.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.